Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, more and more Western governments are moving towards an open invasion, or at least bombardment and no-fly zone of Muammar Gaddafi, because the rebels are getting routed all over the country by Gaddafi right now, because his intelligence apparatus wasn't totally controlled by the globalist Mike Mubarak's in Egypt. Japan's struggling to cool down nuclear plant, minister says still. And USA Today, Fox News are both reporting a slightly radioactive vapor is being released from the reactor. So they're off venting. And quite frankly, I can't blame them. If they can't cool it by pumping water through it like they normally do, they got to open it up. That's a lot better than that sucker completely blowing up and melting down. But they need to tell people to evacuate. They need to be telling them with a meteorologist how to get out of the line of the fallout if it does get worse. But now it's confirmed that some of this fallout is going on and is taking place. So very, very serious situation on that front. We're going to be breaking it down with Bob Chapman, getting into the economy and a lot more. And I promise just your general phone calls on everything that's happening. Everybody's freaking out. They're harping on HARP on our email, phone calls to the office, the twitter.com/RealAlexJones. They are saying, it's HARP, it's HARP, it's HARP. Well, there's natural HARP called the sun and the moon. We got hit by massive coronal ejection yesterday on top of what is known as this huge moon. When it's been closer to the earth than it has been since 92, that affects the tides. And if it's affecting the water on the surface, it's affecting the liquid magma. But we're going to be breaking all that down. Going back to Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, you had to be scheduled, because I really look forward to having you on, right after the Charlie Sheen thing, 24 hours after. We canceled that. And today, this meltdown, pun unfortunately intended, out in Japan. But I look forward to having you back up in the next few weeks for a full hour to go through each mineral and what a deficiency in it does to certain parts of the body. I know that's where you really shine. But I'm glad you give us news about the thyroid today, especially. I wanted to give folks the toll-free number if they want to call the special InfoWarsTeam.com folks who were there to answer your questions about longevity. They're experts on it. Many of them involved in it for more than 15 years. So I wouldn't call them operators. I'd call them specialists. 877-551-1301. If it's busy, leave your name and number. They'll call you back. 877-551-1301 or InfoWarsTeam.com. And I want folks to get involved in this. You get a discount when you sign up and pay $10. You can get others to sign up and spread the word, or just buy it and give it to friends and family. The point is, get people to try it. Then they'll understand how really good these nutrients are and how deficient most people are. In closing, Ben, any other comments you want to make?
Look, if you feel like you're mad and you're not going to take it anymore, this is a message for you. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, if you're on pharmaceuticals and it just doesn't feel right, if you've had it with doctors and drugs and HMOs and hospitals and health insurance and medicine and the medical model, this is a message for you. It's logical, it's sensible, it's alternative, and it's really very simple. It's a matter of being rational and logical. The drugs are not working. The drugs are leaving the dysfunction behind, and they're painting over the rotting framework. Nutritional supplementation is what your body is craving. It's what your body is crying out for, and this is an ultimate act of love for your body.
Absolutely. And again, not just the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's a great way to start. What are some of the other products you think are the best at InfoWarsTeam.com?
The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the first one. Then, of course, there's the essential fatty acids. And one of the most important nutritional deficiencies, one of the most significant nutritional deficiencies we have in this country is around essential fatty acids. Every cell in the body is wrapped around with a layer of essential fatty acids. If you are in a deficiency state, every cell in your body will be compromised. And unless you're supplementing, you are in a deficiency state because they're not in the foods. You've got to get on a nutritional supplement supplement program, folks, if you're serious about your health. There's no getting around it.
All right, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, thank you for working with us at InfoWarsTeam.com. The number of folks want to call and learn more, or talk to an actual person, 877-551-1301, 877-551-1301. Bob Chapman, all the latest on the reactor situation, the tsunami, the rising death toll, the wave coming towards the West Coast. Stay with
us. For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
海面が渦を巻いているのが分かります。それでは東京大学地震研究所の辻准教授に話を聞きます、
はい、
辻さん、
はい、
これ現在のですね、はい、茨城県の大洗町の海の様子なんですけれども、
はい、
大きな渦を巻いていますね。
Unbelievable footage if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv of a gigantic whirlpool sucking in boats and ships and debris。Part of the huge tidal wave that slammed into Tokyo and other coastal cities. And in the footage gets even more dramatic in a moment as they zoom in towards the center of the giant whirlpool. I mean, this is just beyond bizarre. And then devastating footage of entire areas of cities like matchsticks, buildings, and homes. And undoubtedly tens of thousands dying. They're now saying it's above 1,000 found dead, but the disaster is still ongoing with water just now receding hours later and fires all over the ravaged area. There are 6 nuclear reactors in one complex, and it is being reported widely by CNN, Fox, USA Today. The Japanese government is on record. Japan struggling to cool down nuclear plant, minister says. Officials ordered an evacuation Friday of residents living near a Japanese nuclear power plant, saying there has been no sign yet of leaks, but indicating a struggle to cool down one of the atomic facilities. Now, that was before they came out in USA Today, minutes after that, and said Japan to release slightly radioactive vapor, because they got to open it up somehow. The water is not getting through. The coolant isn't getting through. The U.S. military, it's got nuclear submarine facilities nearby, just wonder what happened to them, just delivered some of the special coolant that they're not revealing what type, but it's not water. And they're saying the U.S. military is standing by to assist the Japanese. Now, that's also in the Associated Press. Japanese authorities will release slightly radioactive vapor to release pressure at a disabled nuclear power plant. Well, it's probably either that than have it go Chernobyl. So release. That's the problem with nuclear reactors. Why not go with coal or hydroelectric? I mean, come on. Japan's Nuclear Safety Agency said pressure inside one of the six boiling water reactors at the Fukushima plant had risen 1.5 times the level considered normal, the Associated Press reports. It's still rising. They're unable to cool it as of minutes ago. The agency said the radioactive element in the vapor would not affect the environment or human health. They told you the dust was safe at ground zero, too. Why not just tell the truth, guys? Officials have declared Japan's first ever nuclear emergency and ordered the evacuation of 3,000 nearby residents. They've had events where they've had purifying units blow up. Remember that? And they just cover it up. I mean, who knows what's really going on? And, of course, they're not telling the locals to evacuate. And the locals are reportedly sitting there waiting for orders. Get out. Go upwind. Get out. You don't want to be downwind of this. Go the opposite direction of the way the wind's going to blow. And let's hope it doesn't happen. Probably not going to melt down. Let's be positive. Let's pray about it. Let's hope. But, I mean, let's say there's a 5% chance, a 10% chance it's going to melt down and go Chernobyl. Get out of there. Get out of there. Bob Chapman joins us every Friday. We're going to open. It seems like every 10 minutes he's on. It seems like these weeks just go by every second. You know, I never read Bob Chapman's bio, but I'm going to do it now. By the way, the toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. We're also going to get into the big developments in North Africa, the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, the riots going on, one of the biggest bond houses in the world saying they're not going to buy dollars anymore. But Bob Chapman was in military intelligence. He became a stockbroker in 1960, retired in 88. For 18 of those years, he owned his own brokerage firm. He's probably the largest gold and silver stockbroker in the world during that period. When he retired, he had over 6,000 clients. From 62 to 76, he specialized in South African gold shares. He and his family lived in Salisbury, Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, and Johannesburg, South Africa. And he lived in France and everywhere else. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. He helped publish None Dare Call a Conspiracy with Gary Allen. He's been fighting the globalists for almost 50 years, just like Dr. Stan Monteith, who will vouch that Bob's been an icon from the very beginning. He co-owned the Gary Allen Report. Gary Allen's son now started and runs Politico, I should add, which had 30,000 subscribers. And he is currently the owner of the International Forecaster, which reaches people in more than 80 countries. This is an old bio. It says 60. And the internationalforecaster.com. Bob, all bedlam has broken loose. They're talking about evacuating areas of Oregon. I don't know why not Washington or California. But I mean, my experience, if a tsunami happens 5,000 miles away, it's normally going to dissipate. But who knows? It might be a problem for cruise ships out there. We know some larger waves, tsunami style, did come in on the beach and cause some limited damage in the Hawaiian Islands. But a lot of crazy things going on there. I mean, I don't even know what to cover now. It's like we've got more news than I could ever cover. It seems like the craziness has happened. And I had a top astrophysicist on who is one of the most accurate forecasters in the world. The first hour, and he said, no doubt this was the massive near record solar flare hitting the southern hemisphere, well, directly hitting into Antarctica and causing power problems and things in South Africa and Chile. That hit yesterday. Another one hit 36 hours ago, so a half day before that. And he said it's the two coinciding with the, quote, huge moon, closest to the Earth it's been since 92, pulling magma, not just the tides of the ocean, at a record level, that those two things cause the plates to move. ABC News is concurring with their scientist on that. But Al Gore, the BBC, are saying it's global warming. If we pay that wicked demon a bunch of money, he'll wave a magic pixie wand and give us Vatican indulgences to heal us from purgatory and Hades. So what's your view in the accelerating craziness?
Well, I think we have to accelerate the departure of Al Gore to wherever he's going in Hades, for a starter. And thank you. And I've got to say this. I've been doing vitamins, minerals, herbs, and hormones for 47 years. I check up at the doctor once a year. And he looked at me yesterday and he said, there's something wrong with you. And I said, what? He said, your blood pressure is 115 over 70. How can that be for a man your age? Well, anyway, that's what comes of taking care of yourself and using preventive things that are being discussed on Alex's program. And I thank you for doing it because it works.
And you plug that everywhere. I've heard you on Coast to Coast AM and other shows, and you'll be talking about, you know, the economy, and you'll say, excuse me, George, or excuse me, the other host, I just heard an ad for, prostate plant extract. Boy, let me tell you, it works great. But then even the mainline studies show that particular plant, I forget which one it is, has 4 or 5 times in the studies what the expensive drugs have, but the doctors won't tell them because the bottle of it's $10 instead of $1,000 a month, or the, you know, cancer surgery they want to give you. What's the prostate thing you take?
Better Prostate, and it's Roger Mason's product. And Roger was is a subscriber for many years. I've been taking it, I think, for 18 years, and I'm 75, and everything still works. And I've never had a problem. In fact, when they do the specific antigen test, they say, we can't believe this.
And I forget, there's a couple plants, and I know in that one they combo them together to cause that amplifying effect. What's the plant that they admit is like magic for your prostate, but the doctors won't tell you to take it?
I don't know. I got to be honest.
Saul Palmetto, that's right. And then there's one more.
Yeah, Saul, but this is far more powerful than that. And it really works. And Roger advertises on this network and many others. And all of his products are very good. And I take them all. And we do it every day.
Yeah,
and
I didn't even know he sponsored us, but I know he sponsors everything, basically. All right, now, Bob, shifting gears now, what do you make of the reactor that they said they're going to release radiation from and they can't get coolant into it? That's pretty scary.
It certainly is, especially for the people of Japan who had to go through that terrible experience in at the end of the Second World War. And it was awful, and everybody knows that. And it's just like, you know, the ghost of Hiroshima and Nagasaki coming back. I sure hope that they can get the thing fixed, and I think they can. And so, as you said, let's pray that it works. These people don't deserve this. Nobody does. But anyway, the damage will be unbelievable. And I'm not an expert, so I don't know what caused it. Probably the gentleman that you had on, the expert who described it. I'm getting letters about HAARP, but I don't know. I'm not an expert on that. And so I think they're going to need help, too. And
well, Bob, I mean, look, HAARP is a little tinker toy made by man trying to compete with God's HAARP, the sun and moon. I mean, what do people think that their magnetic fields? We got hit by a giant solar flare, 2 of them. At the same time, the moon's the closest to the Earth it's been in 19 years, which they admit pulls the magma, not just the oceans. That's what causes. Folks, this is 100% fact. The moon is what controls the ocean's tides. It also pulls the magma. Scientists know that the magnetic field changes with the moon. So that's what did it. But Al Gore, again, says, pay him money, that we caused it.
Well, you know, it was just a couple of days ago we saw the eruptions in Hawaii of the volcanoes. And to professionals, that should have been a giant clue that there was trouble on the way.
Well, I mean, Japan didn't build its houses out of paper because they never had an earthquake or a tsunami before. And just how dumb does Al Gore and the UN and BBC think we are? For those that don't know, Watson's got an article documenting it. They're saying man caused the earthquake. So they can make us guilty and say we're bad and say we're demons and attack us. And I mean, there's no end to these criminals. They want to make us guilty. You're racist if you don't turn your guns in. You're racist if you don't accept government health care. You're racist if you don't lick our boots. We'll talk about the Gaddafi situation and take your phone calls.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Muammar Gaddafi has taken several towns and cities back and he is basically marching on Benghazi and areas in the east. There's no doubt now he's turned the tide against the globalist-backed rebels. So he's a smaller local demon fighting against Satan. And it's all part of the larger globalist plan. Saudi Arabia's into several weeks of rioting, talk of collapsing, tanks on the streets. Other countries are rioting. Oil prices have been shooting up, gold shooting up now, correcting a bit. All of this happening. And then we had the big bond house. I covered it yesterday. Bloomberg broke it. First they said the biggest, and some said one of the biggest brokerage houses, investment funds in the world, and Bob Chapman can talk about this first, has said no more dollars, no more T-bills. We're done. And then you had Wall Street Journal on Monday saying the end of the dollar is nigh and that it was a good thing. It was going to be good for us, Bob, like jumping into a meat grinder or jumping off a cliff or playing in traffic or eating cyanide or slitting our wrists. It's wonderful. What's your take on all the crazy things that are going on?
Well, Bill Gross is essentially a professional gambler. He is the head of PIMCO, and they are the largest bond house in the world. They're owned by Alliance out of Germany. And Bill knows how to figure the odds. He's a great trader, enormously successful. Worked very closely in helping the government when they went through their trying times 2 to 3 years ago, and bought lots and lots of bonds for them to help them along. And so for him to exit his treasuries, and I'm sure he's out of his agency bonds as well, those are the bonds from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, and FHA. It's an extremely significant event. What he's saying is, I see down the road here that we're going to have lots of inflation. The United States government has piles of debt, and most of it is being purchased by the Federal Reserve, who makes money up out of thin air. And that's not very good. So he doesn't want to have any part of that, and that's super intelligent. And but I wouldn't expect anything less from him. He's among the best. At the same time, Carl Icahn, who is a money manager and a professional in the business of buying out companies and all sorts of corporate finance, he's in his 80s, and he's had a magnificent career. He shut down his hedge fund at about the same time.
That's right. 4 days ago, we have the Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, a whole bunch of others come out and say the dollar will be dead. The Chinese announced they're no longer going to accept dollars to buy their finished retail goods. We now have ex-Goldman Sachs analysts saying major war coming at end of 2012. That's a PrisonPlanet.com article with the video. We have the Chinese president saying the end of the dollar is nigh. We've got one of the other biggest bond traders and investors, as you said, telling his investors, I don't want to be in the stock market right now. I mean, and this isn't Henry Paulson out there trying to create a correction or a crisis to panic folks to give him trillions. They're just quietly exiting the room, and it's kind of like when a party starts to end, one person leaves and suddenly a few others do, and then suddenly everybody's leaving. Are we reaching that point where everybody's starting to get up to leave the party?
No, but some are. The very introspective, outside-the-box thinkers, and you've got two of them there. And what Carl actually said was, I don't want to be responsible for these people's future and their losses if that were to occur.
Yeah, that was the quote.
Yeah, so what he's in essence saying, look, let's get out of the way. There's some bad stuff coming. Very simple. And so you put it together with the other things that you've mentioned. And the things that I write about every week and talk about every week on programs. And we've got dire problems. The whole world has, but ours and England's and Europe's are the worst. And I think we're going to find that China and Japan are going to be coming close behind us with many other nations.
Now,
there
Bob,
will be nations that won't get hit too bad. Go ahead.
No, we'll come back after the break. But I saw that article earlier in the week. I barely mentioned it. Give us the name of the trader again, because he's a top guy, and those were exact quotes you were giving. I want to pull the article up during the break. Who was the other guy?
Carl Icahn. And the other is Bill Gross.
Yeah, I know that.
Bill is with PIMCO.
I know the PIMCO. Yeah, but the Carl Icahn, the headline was no longer managing investors' stocks. So I think you get that, folks, please.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
There's the headline out of Reuters. Carl Icahn to return his clients' money. Billionaire hedge fund manager Carl Icahn is returning capital to outside investors, marking the end of an era as he joins other prominent stock pickers who no longer want the headaches of handling other people's money. But when you actually read then his quotes, that's Reuters' spin. It's not, oh, the headaches of billions he makes. No, he says it's too dangerous. In fact, I'll go to the quotes after Bob continues, he just says he doesn't want to hurt people. He's saying, get out. And then I've seen the numbers, Bob. Can you quantify these? But I've seen even mainstream articles about it, that insiders are getting out of the market at 5 times the numbers that newbies and the general public and government investments are getting in with people's pension funds. So the big money is creeping away to the exits, correct?
That is absolutely correct, and it's been going on for about a year. And sometimes the numbers are like 342-1.
Oh.
I mean, there might be $50,000 worth of options exercised and how long against the sale of $4,800,000,000 or something. I mean, the figures are staggering of people who run companies getting out of the market.
So they're just propping things up long enough by printing trillions of dollars in other currencies worldwide to get themselves in their armored redoubts, to get their bodyguards, to get ready to kind of turn their SWAT teams loose on us. They create the crisis. Society implodes. They sit back, turn the SWAT teams and troops loose on us, and then they emerge prancing around as the saviors later, and they're really gearing up for it.
I think you're right, and what you've just said is correct. Although, if they're going to use people, they're going to have to use mercenaries. And I've talked to too many people in the military. They won't take an illegal order, and they're not going to shoot American citizens. And maybe mercenaries would, but, you know, we don't have to go over the figures again. But America's armed to the teeth, and there's... You could bring in 10 million troops, and they'd still lose.
Well, suddenly mainstream news is reporting like they're talking about, you know, the weather or the price of gasoline in, you know, at the corner market, or when they're going to have a Christmas tree lighting. Oh, we've signed the North American SPP security perimeter to use Mexican and Canadian troops to deal with terrorists and troublemakers and the American people. And I sent the guys to Chicago where they witnessed foreign European troops training to take Americans' guns. It's on video. And still Americans are in denial. Even when I show them AP or Ottawa Citizen or own footage, they go, oh, that's not true. Your video doesn't show that. When our guys were there, they were practicing putting them in the football stadium. Dutch and Czech Republic and Polish troops with the Chicago police and the National Guard. They are, and they admit they're training for us, but the public says we're liars, Bob Chapman.
That's right, and they're going to be coming, running in our direction when it happens. Is what do we do? What do we do? And we'll tell them, lock and load. That's the best thing you can do.
And by
You're
lock and load,
own.
You mean...
You wouldn't listen.
By lock, you mean put yourself in handcuffs and chain those to your ankles, and then get in the position?
Well, actually, it's the use of the N1 Garand, and it was a top-feeding, magazine-fed weapon that I used. And what you do is you lock, and then you pull the slide back, and then you drop your magazine in, hoping you don't catch your thumb in there.
So that's called locking Al-Qaeda. I mean, are you a supporter of the terrorist George Washington, sir?
Well, of course.
You mean you're the type that wouldn't turn your guns in and offer your wife up for the enjoyment of the foreign troops? You're somebody who believes. You're somebody that believes in freedom?
That's right.
Whoa.
That's right.
Whoa, what type of, this is not land of the free, home of the brave, Mr. Chapman. This is land of Prozac, of subservience and being conned. Patriotism is giving up all your freedom and being stupid. You're a sicko, buddy. Okay.
You know, it's interesting. When I was living in Florida, a health food store person that owned the store told me that about 75% of the people over 65 are on something like Prozac. I couldn't believe it.
Well, those are good people. You know, Bob, do you not like North Korea?
No, I don't like them. I don't like dictatorships of any kind.
Governments are trying to help the people. Kim Jong-il works so hard. You're an anti-government extremist, man. What next?
Well,
you're not going to like Lenin.
Oh, Nikolai and I had nothing in common.
Folks, I want to apologize to listeners right now for having a sicko on. Do you?
That's okay.
Do you like that criminal, Thomas Jefferson?
Of course. Absolutely. I go right to the end for Thomas Jefferson.
Hold on just a minute. I got to call the police here. (Clears throat) Yes. Yeah, I'll hold. Thank you. Put me right through. Thank you. Hold on. Okay. Extension. Hold on. I'm calling the police department. Yes, officer. Yes, officer. I happen to have gotten on my radio show, a guy, and I saw your MIAC and Homeland Security reports, and they said that if somebody has a Ron Paul sticker or talks about the Founding Fathers or makes frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, that I should call you immediately. They're a homegrown violent terrorist. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, thank you. Well, I would like a cash prize. I would like to be part of InfraGuard spying on my neighbors. That's what freedom's about, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. 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 Our founding East German fathers. Thank goodness for them. So you're saying just don't let the terrorist know that I'm aware he's there. Give you his whereabouts, and then you'll send a SWAT team in the middle of the night. That'll show him. That'll teach him. That's how the good guys come in black uniforms at 3 a.m. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, good. Now, so I did the right thing. Okay. Well, I mean, he is a really scary guy. I mean, he's talking about freedom. Really? Oh, that's a good government program. You're talking about castrating all men at birth so they wouldn't have this problem? So that's better than the Ritalin and Prozac. Good. Good. Okay, thank you. Sorry, Bob. I had to get that call in as an American patriot. Go ahead, scum.
Well, I think that everybody has to look inside themselves to decide whether they want to be a terrorist or not. And I've chosen to be one in the eyes of the United States government. And it's one of the reasons I don't live there anymore, because they don't like people like me. And they threatened me before. And I believed them. I used to work for them, actually, at one time. And, you know, you mentioned the East Germans. You know, we spent so much time spying on them. And this man, Marcus Wolf, who is one of the most reprehensible, evil people who's ever lived on the planet.
You're not allowed to make moral judgments. A great patriot of government helping the people. Don't you put him down! Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, our government hired him instead of hanging him.
See?
For what
See?
He did.
See? See? He's good. You're bad.
I had a very interesting life among those things. And your commentary is excellent because it makes people understand what the government is up to and what their thought process is.
They're helping people. 11 years ago when they signed the secret deal to take all death benefits of troops. What, are you saying it's wrong when troops are paid into death benefits their whole life and they die and their widow gets the money? You're saying that wasn't a classy, cool, good thing of Prudential and other insurance companies are doing a secret deal with the government? Bloomberg AP? Are you saying that wasn't good? You're filthy.
It was not good. It was terrible. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, there were 7 major insurance companies that received TARP funds as well.
They're good
so
people.
So they could gamble in the stock market.
They're good people.
Unbelievable.
No, you're bad. Oh. And, you know, I'm going to go to Walmart today, and when on the telescreen says report suspicious people, I have a Homeland Security new manual they're putting out in Oklahoma saying if people talk about politics, call the police. I'm going to call on you, buddy. I've got power. I know how to call people in black uniforms and report you. I'm a real American, not like you.
Please don't. Please. They might get me.
We're going to crush the enemy, aren't we, Chapman?
You bet your life we are.
I can
and
feel
we're
them.
Kicking the crap out of them right now on radio and through the Internet. And they are running around in circles, expediting their programs.
I'm sorry.
And they're in trouble and they know it. And we have their names, addresses, phone numbers. And when this thing breaks open, they get a problem.
And all the king's horses and all the king's homeland security men aren't going to keep the big fat Humpty Dumpties together.
That's right. They've gone too far. Again, this is not the first time they've done this. But they don't care. That's the risk they're willing to take to subjugate the people of the world. And there's lots of very, very bright people out there who know what they're doing, who are telling people who don't realize what they're doing, and what you can do about it, or at least get prepared for it.
All right, I want to go back and, to Bob, I want to go to some calls while we got you, but I was going to do these sarcastically and go, how dare you, Chapman, you don't like this? In fact, let me just go back into character and do it. How dare you, you American pig? And you can call me New World or Trash if you want, Bob. I mean, you know, this is all just to illustrate absurdity for folks. Here's the NBC News. Alcohol detectors could be standard with all new cars. And they've also announced they want standard police cameras where they can dial in and watch you whenever they want. That's BBC. Freedom! That's freedom! Here's another one. LAPD seizes antique weapon and bullets from Charlie Sheen's home because of the restraining order. Turns out they've already stopped the restraining order, but it was an old antique spiked Sharps rifle, a movie replica, but they don't care. An excuse to ransack his house looking for drugs. No drugs were found. Another police state issue. Rand Paul says, hands off my toilet. Federal government trying to control the toilet size, setting the precedent. Congress is moving to investigate Google being an NSA front. That's the National Journal. So some good news there. What do you think about that, Bob Chapman?
Same old, same old. And, you know, just thinking about the visit with Charlie, and I'm not going to go into the names and details, but there was a beautiful piece of property in Malibu. I lived there for a long time. And a gentleman and his wife lived there. And the government decided they wanted that piece of land. And they tried to put marijuana plants in this property. It didn't work out too well.
And so they just walk up and shot him in the back. That's a famous story.
That's right. And I knew him. And not very well, but I knew him. I had met him through other people. And, you know, when you're involved in coaching for a long, long time in a city, you know everybody and you know their kids. But anyway, they murdered him. And it's not too far from where I lived and Charlie and Martin live and so on. And that's the kind of police state we live in. This has been going on for years.
By the way, the police memos, that case made national news, came out where they were planning to kill him and get the property. Because wasn't it something like 80 acres or something? It was worth hundreds of millions, but he just wanted to keep it. And they kept saying sell it. And then the cops even tried to get the money themselves. But see, he deserved to die. You shouldn't own private property.
That's right. He's like me. I deserve to die because I'm a terrorist.
Yep, I'm glad you admit it.
And I'm very proud to admit it.
And all the babies deserve to be aborted, too. It's Christian.
Well, I disagree with that, too.
Well, I'm being sarcastic, Bob, but, I mean, you know, let's be modern Americans.
Well, I'm not very modern. I guess I'm, what would you call it?
A throwback.
A throwback. Sort of Pithecanthropus erectus or the
Cro-Magnon.
Well, a little bit beyond that, a typical 12th century man.
So I kind of see myself as a Stone Age man. Of course, that would be 10,000 years ago, before the dawn of the Bronze Age, 9,000, and the Hibernian Maxim. Let's talk to Josh in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead, Josh.
What's going on?
Worldwide transmission with a terrorist named Bob Chapman.
You're hilarious. Listen, now, I truly believe this is a government-controlled event today. I might be way off base here with this.
Well, the Pentagon admits they have tectonic weapons, Army Times, 1997. In fact, we ever looked that up. I think it was April 1997, Secretary of Defense Cohen. I'm sorry. So you think you're harping on HAARP. What do you think happened?
I think there was bombs under the ocean. I think the government did this whole thing.
Well, there is the tsunami bomb that at the end of World War II, that's the Times of Australia, they were thinking about detonating a tsunami bomb, an A-bomb off the coast of Japan, but they decided just to go ahead and drop them on them. So it is true they have a tsunami bomb program. Bob Chapman, any comments on that?
No, not really. I grew up during that era, but other than the fact that they hit those two cities, my mind doesn't work in those channels.
Oh, wait a minute. If you criticize dropping A-bombs on Japan, it didn't happen. If you support the dropping of the bombs, it happened and you're a patriot.
I think it was necessary because they didn't want to lose any more people.
Yeah. Well, then the attack existed then. It would be a conspiracy theory. There was no atomic attack if you're against it. Thank you, Josh. Let's talk. We're now globalists here on the show. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Florida. And if you don't like Florida, it doesn't exist. If you like it, it does exist. Steven, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say I'm very glad to be affiliated with Al-Qaeda Jones and Robert Barron Chapman in good company with them. Hey, Alex, I wanted to give you a heads up. You may or may not be aware of this, but, of course, you know, you've been talking about the situation in Japan and the potential deadliness that's there because of the nuclear reactors. I was watching a video presentation this guy put out on the Internet, and I can't remember his name, but he was talking about how FEMA, and he showed the documentation from their own website, they have an emergency preparedness exercise plan in May.
Yeah, in the Mississippi area up by the corners of Arkansas and Kansas.
Yeah, the New Madrid fault line area where there's a huge nuclear reactor.
Well, you know, the Mississippi River's changed course a couple times just since the Louisiana Purchase because of earthquakes. There is a big fault line there, and they are doing a drill up there. And so, but, I mean, they did a drill of Building 7 being attacked on 9/11. They did drills of the 7/7 attacks at the exact same time, exact same place on the subways and bus. They did a drill of attacking Oklahoma City right before it happened. That's just a coincidence if there's an earthquake, sir. Okay, I appreciate your call. You are with Al-Qaeda. Thinking is with Al-Qaeda. The family is Al-Qaeda. Love is Al-Qaeda. Truth is Al-Qaeda. Love is America.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show.
because there's a war on for your mind.
If the developments go too crazy or there's a meltdown and a Chernobyl event, I will be on air. I got to call my wife because it'll just take a couple days if it does melt down for the radiation to get here. Our news will tell us everything's fine, even as detectors are going off. I got to get my kids on potassium iodate. But hopefully it's not going to melt down. A few hours ago, they were talking about opening up the reactor to let off the heat because they can't get coolant through it. And it's a big one, one of six in a nest of them. Now the government has said they are now releasing radioactive vapor, but that's nothing compared to a meltdown. That's all they can do. That's the danger of nuclear. Unbelievable. So Japan to release radioactive vapor at nuke plant, and it goes on to say they're now doing it. So they've gone from saying they might to they are. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm going to go into overdrive a little bit in the next hour so we can get to Jordan, Richard, John, Ken, and Chris. But, I mean, what else briefly can they do, Bob Chapman, if they can't get coolant through it and they admit it continues to heat up? They're going to have to off-vent the boiling water into the atmosphere. There's really nothing else they can do, but what's going to happen? Are they just going to, like, artificially bring in other pipes and start dumping water right on top of it? I mean, is this thing going to go Chernobyl?
It could, and I hope that they're telling everybody to get out of town and get out fast if they can. Start walking if you have to. I think they have about a 30-mile radius that they fallout, if the thing goes, the fallout can visit upon people. Is that figure correct, do you think, 30 miles?
Well, yeah, if you drop an A-bomb on somebody and there's not high winds, but when it melts down, it goes into the other isotopes, other metals, and creates really radioactive groupings, and then it can go into the jet stream. Chernobyl, it was like a 1,000-mile-plus plume of land that's still contaminated, thousands and thousands dead connected to it. So this thing will go worldwide. But, yeah, the epicenter, you know, generally, and depending on the winds, you know, would be 30 to 50 miles, depending on how they're blowing. But it's a dose everybody's going to get. Hopefully it isn't going to happen. Everybody should be praying right now. Jordan in Canada, you're on the air with a terrorist, Bob Chapman.
Yeah, I just have a quick couple questions here. One is dealing with the New World Order and how we're being led to these FEMA camps.
You mean our saviors, the good people that aren't the terrorists?
Yes, yes.
Are you talking bad about government? Okay, well, they're what makes the grass grow.
Okay, so now TV, they don't call TV shows programming for nothing. Now, I've been noticing a lot of alien movies coming out, dealing with aliens and stuff like that. Now, do you think the government is desensitizing the general public to the thought?
Well, I mean, a lot of it's entertainment, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they'll put other – they don't even need to have the overall message in a film. Now, with the flicker rates, they can manipulate the metabolic rate of the brain itself separate from the overall message. But there is admitted government programs, Project Bluebeam and others, to do fake alien landings. I appreciate your call. Comment on that, Bob Chapman.
I have none. It's beyond my abilities to answer that.
That's because you're a terrorist.
Of course.
What, now you're being racist towards the gray aliens?
No. I just never encountered any, and I don't really know whether there are any.
Not having a comment is racist.
Okay.
Are you
I accept that.
Are you a planophobe? What do you call being scared of aliens? It is xenophobe, if you don't like a particular group of people, say they want to kill you. So what's not liking the aliens? Are you an alien denier?
How do you know I might be an alien?
Maybe you should be arrested. Maybe you're denying that the aliens exist. Maybe that's code for racism. Man, there's no end to the sickening things you do, Bob. Huh?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.